Hello, everybody. It's Maggie Rodden. How are you today? I'm telling you, I'm glad it's Monday. For just no particular reason, because it's going to be a better day than yesterday was. Yesterday was kind of one of those crummy days. So today will be a better day. I can already feel it. It's in the weather here. It's raining, and so that's probably a good indication it's going to be a better day, right? Anyway, listen, I got another great guest lined up. Well, I played another song from another one of Bits of Dust, another one of the Gibb brothers. He has faded into a memory. Unfortunately, I'm telling you, of course, it's a blast from the past. All that BG stuff, all the disco music. And what did we have to worry about then? What did they say? Drugs, sex, rock and roll? Here you are. Now, today, we got a lot more to worry about than that. That was probably simple stuff compared to all the crap going on today, wasn't it? Wasn't it? I think so. Probably in comparing the things we were worrying about back in 1978, ain't a whole lot of nothing compared to what they want to do to us now, since they want to kill off about 85% of us. So, yeah, there's a big difference there, I think. Yep, rock and roll or death, yeah, I guess there is a big difference. Anyway, I'm telling you, get involved with the network. RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, 800-724-2719. Officer Jack McClam's book, Operation Vampire Killer, 2012, 208-935-7852. 208-935-7852. If you buy his book, 10 bucks, 100 bucks, include shipping. A portion of the proceeds goes back to RBN. Tell him Maggie told you. Maggie sent you. Do something. Because sitting on your rear end doing nothing ain't working. Hello, hello, hello. Wake up, America. I don't know what to say. We'll be right back in three. Amanda Teagarden will join me.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. Now, listen, I have a clip that I want to play, but I don't know if the board op is back at the board yet. And my guest, she was going to call back in, so I don't know if we've got her hooked back in yet or not. So I want to tell you about the weekend. A couple that I know from California, actually, outside of San Francisco, land of fruit and nuts, came to meet me. Someone, Kevin Eagers, I had him on my show. He and his wife are driving across the country. They came to Philadelphia on Saturday, and John and I took him into the city. And it was a very nice day. And Kevin, I've had him on my show. He understands completely all about the UN Agenda 21 and all that other good crap that we talk about every day. It's a constant crap day because the crap never ends. It's constantly around us. We are surrounded by it. We are submerged in crap, quite frankly. Anyway, he came to town, so we did the touristy thing, and no flash mobs. We weren't attacked by any black-on-white criminals committing those kinds of crime, which of which there are, quite frankly, numerous, many, many, many. They all go unreported because they're just youths or teens. They don't want to say what it is because then, God forbid, we would be speaking the truth, and we can't allow that in America now, can we? No. We're not allowed to talk about the truth in America because the truth will set you free. So you need to keep lying and denying. That's it. Lie and deny. In fact, it reminded me, that just reminded me, I'm getting wandering off here, that reminded me of I was working in this critical care unit, and the manager of this critical care unit had written something about, you know, being in called in, you know, on a, say, a malpractice case or something like that, and some smart-ass nurse wrote, critical care director, who was a real pain in the rear end, quite frankly, God, I would have had to have killed her if I had to work for her directly. I was doing agency at the time. I'm telling you, I couldn't have taken that mad woman. But anyway, she wrote something about what you're supposed to do, you know, and somebody being a smart ass wrote, lie and deny. So anytime I think of lie and deny, it makes me think of everything going around us. And it's going on all over too, isn't it though? I mean, I am telling you, I've got this clip and it's too long. It's about a 9-minute clip and it's illustrative. It is inside one of the classrooms in good old here in America, one of these classrooms your kids are being indoctrinated in, and you can see the quality of the teacher too. Oh, she has a command of the English language bar none. Bar none. So anyway, we won't play that now though because we don't have time, so we'll have to play it in about 20 minutes or so. Well, we've got enough time to play that clip. Anyway, so I was in Philadelphia. We weren't attacked. That's good because there's a lot of that stuff going on, and I'm just going to tell it like it is because I tell it like it is. And my guest that I had on Friday, Derek, he tells it like it is too. So anyway, we were down in Philly wandering around doing the good old touristy stuff, and we were down at Independence Hall, and of course the focus down there and by the Liberty Bell, of course, was all about slavery. A lot of slavery. Slavery is the focus here in 2012, because it's been, you know, it just ended last week, right? So I mean, it's important with the Liberty Bell that we spend our time focusing on how these rich old white men who owned slaves, the founding fathers, you know who I'm talking about, because they did nothing else virtuous or of value. They were just rich old white men who owned slaves. Well, there was some information on them as well, but the focus is, quite frankly, it's really quite tragic, actually, because the whole point of the foundation of America is kind of missed going down there. But we went down there, saw the Liberty Bell, which I've been down there before because I live here. So you see that stuff. But these people who came to town from California, it was very enjoyable to spend some time with them, people who understand what's really going on, since there's not enough of us. And what can I say? So I'm not sure if my guest is on with me. I'm writing a note right now. Because the board up, well, it'd be nice, Dan, if you'd let me know that. Thanks. Anyway, let's connect with Amanda Teagarden. I've had her on numerous times. I love Amanda from OK Safe. And that is Oklahomans OK-Safe.com, and I can't remember what it's an acronym for, but Amanda is the executive director of it. Smart Cookie, another redistributor of the truth. She's got OK-Safe.com and ExposingHealthcareReform.com, and she is on with me. So let's bring her on. Hello, Amanda. How are you there, kiddo?
I'm fine, Maggie. How are you? I was enjoying your monologue. It was a great introduction. Oh. I was laughing.
Yeah, I know, right?
We were laughing safe. While you cry.
I know, right? We made it into the city. No one attacked us because we all happened to be white. God forbid, evil thing now to be white in America. But that's okay. They're going to fix that real soon anyway. But so, yeah, we made it down there and back, and it's just a wonderful place to be. Actually, Philadelphia is really, it really is a nice city, barring all the other problems with it. It could be a real nice city. It's a very small, big city, if you will. I mean, it's not that large. More of the population is in the county as opposed to the center of the city where the high-rises are and that stuff. But there's a lot of good things to see, a lot of interesting museums, and, you know, there are a lot of very nice restaurants in the city, And so, you know, we did that stuff, but it was nice to, you know, nice to hang out with somebody who knows the truth. Not enough of us out there, which you know all too well, my dear, don't you?
Yes, and we're in the process. Okay, Safe, that's Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise.
Thank you.
Both of which I think are gone.
Sovereignty and Free Enterprise, yeah, aren't they?
Yeah. Yes. So it's almost... something for the history books, but OK Safe, and thank you for mentioning the website. It's OK-Safe.com, and then the ExposingHealthcareReform.com is a single subject website that we have dedicated to exposing what healthcare reform is really about. It is not just about the individual mandate. It is about the complete reinvention of healthcare delivery system in this country, and it is converting it to a system based on information technology, and will include and does include an electronic health record on every single person. And so your legislators and probably your state governor have been talking about how much they opposed Obamacare, and they don't think the individual mandate is proper. Well, that's kind of been misdirection, because healthcare reform is about a lot more than the individual mandate. That was one part. The exchanges are one part, but healthcare reform has been in the process for several years now, and it's not a good thing. So
that's why we did the one website. No, it's not good. Yeah, it's not good. And give them your radio show, because I know you do a podcast. So where can they find your podcast? You still doing that?
Yes, we are. And
okay.
If you go to Truth in Focus Internet Radio and just do a search on that, Truth in Focus Internet Radio, we podcast our show on that provider, and the show is called America in the Balance. And we are in the balance right now, and I think it's tipping towards slavery. Speaking of slavery, we're going back into it. We're heading back in there.
Well, and, I got to tell you, though, I did have a little hope, because I was in Betsy Ross's house, and for those of you who can't remember who she was, or she was the lady who helped to sew our flag. Anyway, she was in there. And, of course, the interesting thing is in a lot of these buildings, they have people who are in period costume and are the character. So this lady was, you know, Betsy Ross, and she's talking. But one of the things in Betsy Ross's house is that a muzzle loader. Muzzle loader, yes, thank you. Anyway, that was in there, and how to make the shot that went in and that stuff, there was a little, she didn't demonstrate it, but how to do that was there, because what they were doing during the Revolutionary War, what she was down, had people in her basement doing, is they were creating the bullets, if you will, and that's not the correct term, and I can't think of it this morning. The shot that would go in these muzzles.
I'm from Oklahoma, so we know
that. Oh, well, okay, there you go.
We're talking guns here.
I was thinking to myself, kids, everybody walking through here, take some notes. This is information you need to know.
It is.
So good old Betsy Ross and those men with backbones, you know, they're in one of the buildings, in Independence Hall, they actually have life-size statues of a lot of the signers of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And it's really, I think if you go to C-SPAN, you might be able to look up, because C-SPAN had done a show on that when it opened about 4 years ago, that exhibit. And they actually put together life-size bronze statues of some of the signers and who they were. Many of them were planters, by the way. Handful were lawyers, but several were what they called planters, farmers, and they were planting things. So we're planting the seeds of truth, freedom, and liberty here on this radio show, as you do in yours. But that's significant. People need to remember the founders were planters, and but it's very well done. It really is, except that they focus on stuff that should not be the prime focus. It should be in the background. What should be the focus is liberty and freedom, which, you know, propagandized. What the hell would you expect, right?
Well, anyway. We've let those slip through our fingers. And what I appreciate about looking at back was the spirit and the understanding that was prevalent in that time period in our country of what they were fighting for and how important it was.
Oh, God, it's so, so true. Brave, brave people. Betsy Ross was brave. All those people were so brave. We need to find that bravery again. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Amanda Teagarden, ok-safe.com, exposinghealthcarereform.com. We'll be back in three.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
guest this morning is Amanda Teagarden from OK-Safe.com, Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise, which, of course, we have neither anymore, only in our imagination. In our imagination, we have a lot of things, though.
But it's something to strive for, to remember and to strive for. And I believe that there are still things that you can do and should do, like what you're doing is tell the truth. The truth is important. You make a decision based on facts and truth, not on lies and deception. And then you can make a better informed decision. And I do believe that even with the overwhelming activities that are taking place, that have been taking place, been put into place over the last several decades, there's sovereign and man is not.
I'm losing you. I don't know what's going on here with my connection, but I can't hear you. Yeah, I don't know what happened. Okay, well, we're going to have to get that fixed. Anyway, we'll get Amanda back in. Bugs all around today. I don't know what's going on. Big Brother must like us. Perhaps. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he just thinks we're just a drop in the bucket and irrelevant, and so he need not pay attention to anything anybody says here on this network. Who knows? You never know. You know, you never know in the big scheme of things. Ah, she's reconnected. Okay, here we go. Let's try this again. Amanda, are you on your landline?
I am, and I could hear you the whole time, so I'm not sure what happened. I never lost you.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, go right ahead. What you were saying.
Well, what we do have is still the opportunity to do something within our ability and still honor God while we're doing it. And what we've seen laid out in the last several decades, probably over the last 100 years, is a complete or the function of government in this country. I don't think anybody would deny that. It's done nothing except.
Well, I can't hear her again. Yeah, I can't hear her, so something screwed up here. I don't know, Dan. Anyway, let's see if we can't get it fixed. Anyway, everybody, hey, it just is what it is, right? So I want to go back to talking about being down at the Liberty Bell, because, of course, the Liberty Bell didn't ring too because we were freeing the slaves. But you wouldn't, if you didn't know anything and you went to that exhibit, that's what you would think that Liberty Bell was ringing for. And, of course, it continues to push this whole divide and conquer. It's really the divide and conquer strategy, and it ignores history and pushes the agenda forward that they want to have pushed forward. I don't know if she's back yet or not. Is she back, Dan? Okay. Can you hear me, Amanda? All right. Anyway, it's pushing the wrong agenda. It's not pushing the truth. It's not pushing the truth, and that's the only thing that's going to set us free. So back to you got to have some gonads. Quite frankly, you need to have some gonads. Okay, you need some spine. You need some testosterone. If you lost it, I suggest you find it, because they're going to be really making a lot of eunuchs out of people. Literally,
I think we have them, and a lot of them have run for office.
Yeah, we do, don't we? I'm telling you, these spineless SOBs, they really get on my nerves. You know, you look at these men who pledge their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, including Betsy Ross. All these people who stood up and weren't afraid to take on the massive British Empire, weren't afraid to stand up.
We are, can I give you a little history on OK Safe and then what we're actually looking at right now?
Right,
we started in 2006, and it was 13 people came together from different parts of Oklahoma, and what we were finding, what we had heard about, and I actually attended a meeting down in Texas, was this thing called the Trans-Texas Corridor. And there was a lot of talk and hype and all kinds of those discussions taking place. Texas isn't very far, so a few of us drove down there and actually attended a meeting put on by the Federal Highway Administration.
Well, wonderful. I can't hear again, so. Great. All right, well, this is not going swimmingly. Now, I thought it was going to be a good Monday. It is so far. I'm having a lot of good coffee. I have a great guest. Unfortunately, we can't hear most of the words she's saying, but she is a great guest anyway. oh, well, it's just life. It's just life in the big city, right? What are you going to do? Sometimes you eat the bear and sometimes the bear eats you. Just is what it is. But I'll tell you what we are going to do, because we're going to hit a break shortly. And then when I come back, what I want to do is play a clip of this teacher. Oh, and you're going to love this teacher. Oh, yes, she is just another Rhodes Scholar. Real genius. So maybe while we're playing that clip when we come back, and her interaction with this kid who was in her classroom, I'm telling you, it's an amazing thing. Maybe the board op will be able to get it fixed up, what's ever going wrong, why I can't seem to keep Amanda Teagarden on for any longer than 30 seconds. So we're hitting a break. 3 minutes, we'll be back. Then we're going to play this clip of this school teacher telling this kid that he can't say anything about Obama.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We're going to try to get things straighten around here, I don't know how effective it's going to be. Anyway, we're going to give it the old college try, right? So when we went to break, I was telling you about this clip I want to play. This is a clip. It's reported by one of the kids sitting in this classroom, this social studies teacher, as she's supposed to be. What a joke that is. I'm telling you, pull your kids out of these schools. I don't even care if they're in 11th grade. Get them out of there, because I've got news for you. They are not being taught a thing. Anyway, we're going to play this clip. It was the sound. You got to really pay close attention, because this is some kid with his little phone recording the interaction between this kid and his teacher. They're talking about Obama, so pay attention. Try to listen closely, please. Play the clip, Dan.
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, I know.
You could have suicided from that.
There you go, guys.
About...
Oh, God, my arm. What about the fact of the day? What's that say? The fact of the day that Mitt Romney was that Obama bully?
Was it Obama? Yes.
Was it Obama bully though?
Now this was on the news the other day. How he was a bully and he and another guy held the guy down when they were in high school.
Yeah, but they only called it a prank.
Wow. But didn't Obama bully somebody though?
That's my knowledge. I didn't see
him. He went into a high school and admitted to bullying this girl in high school.
I don't know, but didn't I tell you that we would not be doing the grades, talking about the grades, but didn't I tell you we
if you're gonna stop Romney?
Stop! No, because there's no compassion. He's running for president. Obama is the president. He is doing the thing that every other president is doing.
It's still the same concept.
Sorry. No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
If you're going to talk trash about one side, you got to talk trash about the other.
No, darling. Let me tell you something. You got to realize this man is wanting to be what Obama already is. Okay? There's no compassion.
But when Bush...
If he wins, okay.
What?
Okay, if he wins, oh, yeah, he'll get it. Because you know why? Oh, yeah, he'll win.
Who will?
It's just, I'm saying, if you go talk trash about one side, they call on the other. Really? Really?
Who did?
Obama. Because Bush is called
out
24. Really? Oh my God! I said they have to go read more about it.
You need to be in my upper classes at this place. Please be in this class. Because I'm going to tell you something now about me. As a teacher, I'm not supposed to allow you to disrespect the President of the United States. I'm not.
I didn't disrespect him. I was just asking a question.
You are. You don't. You always do.
I have different beliefs.
You can have a different belief, but you were not disrespecting him here.
I wasn't disrespecting him. I asked a question.
You every chance you get, you do.
You see, even he said it. I asked a question. The fact of the day says he was a bully in high school, but it doesn't say.
What did I say? I'm saying he could have been.
It just.
But see, the thing about this man is running. Obama is already.
They're both men. They are right here.
Serious.
Equal. Exactly. Yes, they are. They are equal.
Obama's president.
Obama's president.
But as men, they are equal.
But not as running as far as politics right now.
The whole thing is, I didn't disrespect him. I just had a question.
That's
the second time. Yeah, go ahead. Ms. Dixon.
Ms. Dixon.
Did you know they called off the doomsday for 2012?
What?
They called off the doomsday 2012. They said they found more Mayan calendars.
But the thing about it is, the man is the president. People don't like his coffee.
Is that true?
He's the president just like everybody else has been president before him.
He's okay.
And
it's another year left.
Whenever Bush was in, everybody talked shit about Bush. Everybody did.
No, everybody was shitty.
And see?
Yeah. That's the only time.
He was in office.
Sit out a minute. Do you realize that people were arrested for saying things bad about Bush?
It doesn't matter.
Do you realize? You're not supposed to slander.
I'm not slandering. I asked a question.
But I'm saying to you, you're not supposed to slander. People were arrested for saying derogatory things about Bush.
You would have to say some pretty effed up crap to get him to be arrested. Because they cannot take away your right to have your opinion or your freedom of speech. They can't take that away even if you threaten the president.
Sweetheart, do you know everybody thinks that when you're arrested, they're supposed to be able to read your rights to you. But they don't read your rights to you every time you're arrested. Did you know that?
I've never been arrested.
But did you know that, though?
No.
Okay.
It just...
Okay, so that's what I'm telling you. I'm saying that to you. I'm saying, yeah, some people did talk bad about Bush, but the thing about it is, he was the president of the United States, and there were people who were arrested or reprimanded for saying some things, for bad things about him, but you got a government official that was right in the Capitol building. That called out in a State of the Union address, called the president a lie. Did they do anything to him? No.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That they still slandered him. And he didn't, I mean, like, I know his second term was horrible. But, like, they called, like, everybody has said something bad about Bush. I have. Everybody has said something bad about him.
No, not everybody.
I thought it should be frozen.
And anybody else want to see anybody who said bad things?
It's open. You might have to get my key.
Because his second term was crap.
Yeah, his second term was worse.
But see, the thing about it is, guess what? He was the man at the time, so had to deal with what had to be dealt, right?
Oh, yeah, but you got to deal with him as the president.
That's right.
But still, though, it was terrible.
So that's what I'm saying, you know. But as a social studies teacher, I cannot allow you to slander any president in here.
Yes, ma'am.
Past or current.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If that's the case, somebody could say some negative things about
negative things about all of them.
About the Tea Party.
There can be negative things about all of them.
And there's a lot of that going on.
What are the five pounders?
I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
Hey, everybody, so how do you like them apples, huh? How do you like that stuff? She is the social studies teacher, had to deal with what had to be dealt. How do you like that command of the English language? You know, oftentimes I will use slang and ghetto language, but it is to emphasize and make a point. How do you like that? What do you think those kids are learning in that classroom here in the good old U.S. of A? Huh? What do you think they are learning? And do you think that this is just an aberration? Do you think this is the exception to the rule that in all the other classes you have someone who can actually complete sentences, who is the purported social studies teacher, someone who understands the King's English, someone who's not speaking, utilizing eubonics? Do you think that this is the exception or it is the rule? She doesn't even understand First Amendment. Freedom of speech. She doesn't understand what the definition of slander is. She doesn't have her facts straight. She doesn't understand. And yet she is one amongst thousands of teachers who are like that. She's not the exception. She is the rule. So that was about 9 minutes of what goes on in her classroom. Just like so many other classrooms, how much do you think those kids are learning? Because she's not giving them factual information, is she? Nope, not at all. Nope, that's good old Classroom USA today. How do you like that? What'd you think of that, Amanda? How much do you think those kids are learning in her classroom?
Oh, they're learning a lot, but none of it's good. And
that is
one of the saddest audios on YouTube I've ever heard. And your heart just breaks for those kids that are being exposed to that kind of atmosphere, having to defend themselves and actually teach the teacher. But that she is a result of the public education system, and that's the fruit of that system. And I agree with you that people need to get their children out of public schools. And she is, they keep telling you, well, it's, those are professionals. That woman is not professional by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
And a harridan, yes, but not a professional. Mm-hmm. And certainly not a teacher.
No,
so,
not
incredible. It is incredible. And I think the follow-up on that was that child, the boy in that situation, had been trying to tell his father what was going on in the class, and he'd asked his friend to record it. And he has since then been removed and moved to another school, which is a good thing. So all those kids need to be removed and put into another school. Or
well, they don't
better
need to be
yet,
put, no, they don't need to go to another school because the curriculum is the problem.
It is.
And people being put in positions that they are incompetent, they don't have the ability to teach. This woman's not a teacher. She's a moron. She's not a teacher. That is not what a teacher is. Not what that woman demonstrated. That's not a teacher. So moving them from one problem to another problem isn't the solution, getting the kids out of these schools, getting rid of affirmative action that puts people into positions they are unqualified for. If she happens, it's quite evident from her skill with the English language that she happens to be a black lady, and she's a black lady who should not be a teacher because she doesn't know her rear end from a hole in the ground. Now, I have no problem with black people who know what's going on being teachers, but I have a real problem with people put into positions they are incompetent and incapable of performing in because we are pushing this agenda, this cultural Marxist agenda. Let's denigrate everybody and let's rise to the lowest common denominator, if you will. So, nope. His father should pull him out of the school entirely, because this same kind of stuff goes on all across the nation. It doesn't matter where you are, whether you're in Buffalo or New York or Albany or Madison, Wisconsin, or L.A. or any other, Dallas, it makes no difference. Miami, this kind of crap with incompetent people elevated to the whole Peter principle going on. Everybody's elevated to their level of incompetency. That's exemplified there. It's a disgrace. No wonder we are where we are. And I don't know, you know, parents who listen to their kids come home and describe this, why you aren't going to these classrooms demanding that you're sitting in them, hearing this kind of stuff go on and saying, no, you know what, I can't allow my kid to be subjected to this. Because the whole idea of a public education is to educate, not indoctrinate, and have some jackass standing in front of the classroom denigrating the kids because she's a moron. It's just, it's an insult. It truly is an insult. It's an insult to those class, to those kids in their class. Just makes me irate when I hear that. You're allowed to say anything you'd like to say, Amanda.
That you're correct. That is part of what's happening in the public schools. It is the teaching method, I think, of a lot of teachers.
It is a teaching method. It's called let's not teach, let's just browbeat.
We got our youngest went out and put him in a private classical Christian education that took school, a very small school that took no federal dollars whatsoever and had their own curriculum, their own school books, and they taught in the old-fashioned way, and he actually got an education. The churches used to be the place that teachers taught. The churches, there's a lot of classrooms available in these big churches. They should be the classroom, not the public school system.
Yep. You know, I had a lady on who was involved with these textbook wars that took place, I think, around 1974. She was a teacher. I can't think of her name, but if you go on my website, for everyone listening, you can hear that podcast of this lady that I had on my show. And that's one of the things, because this whole agenda that was being pushed, this whole civil rights, Johnson's Great Society agenda that was being pushed, that they didn't want these kids to have, they didn't want them to correct their eubonics speech pattern. They didn't want them because, oh, that was an insult. You were harming them if you were trying to correct their ability to form sentences and put words together. What a bunch of hogwash that is. This woman teaching, she's an example. She's a result of that whole mindset that, gee, we shouldn't correct people's English and make sure that they can string words together to form a complete concise and coherent sentence. No, we don't want to do that because they might be offended. That's just the way they speak. You want somebody like that operating on you, teaching you? Please. I'm telling you. Anyway, we're going to hit a break. 3 minutes, we'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Are you ready?
Maggie Rodden, you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My guest this morning is Amanda Teagarden, and she is Executive Director of OK Safe. OK-Safe.com is one website, and geez, Amanda, give the other one because I closed that screen out. I don't have it in front of me. Now I do. ExposingHealthcareReform.com, and she also has a radio show she does in podcast. So Truth and Focus Internet Radio. So Google that, and I will also link to all of her websites and her radio podcast that she does up on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. And it's the Textbook Wars, and I can't think of this lady's name, but she was very instrumental. And this was in West Virginia in 1974 because they looked at the textbooks that these communists, these cultural Marxists, the crap that was in them, and that was one of the things that she mentioned, that they claimed, oh, well, you shouldn't correct someone's English. That's just the way they talk. It's a cultural thing. So don't correct it so that they can actually sound like they may have two brain cells upstairs. No, let's continue to have them speak in that manner because it's just a cultural thing. Yeah, right.
Were you talking about Charlotte Iserby?
No, it's not Charlotte Iserby. She wasn't involved with that. It's another lady, and I'll have to search on my website to try to think of her name. The podcast is up there, but I can't remember her name.
There were a lot of women that did a lot of good expose, a lot of research. And
Alice Moore, was that it? Yep, Alice Moore.
Okay.
Yep.
Actually, looking at education is the avenue I took to get involved in 2004 because what happened in Oklahoma was I had already been challenging the school when my kids, the older ones were in school, is what with the journaling and the textbook and the history book, looking at the contents and challenging that. And then they did a teacher curriculum, additional education that the teachers could attend for extra credit, and it was the Arab World Studies in Islam. And a few of us parents attended that, and that was to the mindset of public educators and the erasing of the Christian heritage of this country from the classroom, and in place put in normalize Islamic studies, and including that as enrichment in their study courses. But that was when I learned the twisted words. They would say, we're not adding any new curriculum. Well, what they were adding was enrichment classes or enrichment studies. So we used the word curriculum, and they could say, no, it's not curriculum. Well, what it was this enrichment, so they could actually take lesson plans out of the Arab World Studies in Islam book and use those in class. Some of those studies or those exercises, including saying the Shahada, there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet, which presto changeo makes those kids Muslims, and dressing up, etc. So there was a big uproar here in Oklahoma, and 1,400 people attended a church meeting talking about it, and that was the launch of a small group of parents to try to get Christians to get their kids out of school. And you would thought, we started out thinking, all we have to do is tell these Christians what's happening in public school, and they'll just take their kids out. And guess what, Maggie? They didn't. Even if, because they thought, well, my teacher would never do that. So, well, are you looking at the textbook? are you looking at what's happened? If you looked at the history book in the 6th and 7th grade center, Islam and Muslim actually had more references in the index than did Christianity or Jesus.
Yep.
And anyway, so that was that. And then in 2006, a bunch of us formed OK Safe. And we can get into that discussion of what we've since learned what the common denominator through all of this is.
Okay, we got a quick 60-second station identifying break. We'll be back in 60 short seconds. Don't change that dial. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest this morning is Amanda Teagarden. We'll be right back.